I talk to the postman in an entirely different fashion than I do with my wife. I have a polite conversation with the postman. How are you today? Looks like more rain, doesn't it? Okay, bye-bye. That's distant conversation. But with my wife, we talk over intimate things. And that's the difference, I think, between those who walk at a distance from God and have a polite relationship with Him, and those who come into His presence and take hold of His garments and tug at them, or look into His face and speak lovingly and tenderly, knowing His love and knowing how He feels about you. That to me is the difference between it is back again to the old problem, because it's not something that's new to this generation that has been around for a long time. It's just when our heart grows cold. When our heart grows cold, we don't talk to the Lord with the same warmth. And He knows that. He senses it more quickly than any when our heart is cold, because He knows it in our conversations with Him. I love this, what is said in the Bible about Mary. Almost every reference to Mary, she's at the Savior's feet. She's at His feet. And that speaks volumes of the relationship that she had with the Savior. Her sister Martha, on the other hand, she was active in the kitchen, running in and almost scolding the Lord. But Mary was at His feet, adoring Him, adoringly, looking into His countenance, observing every word He spoke, and speaking to Him in love. And that's just the difference between many today, and I was more like Mary. I have told the Lord many, many times in prayer how much I admire Mary. I told the Lord, I have envied Peter's tears when the Lord looked at him and his heart broke. Oh, that we were brought to the place where our heart was broken, and with tears we wept before the Lord, acknowledging our backslidings and our sins, and were restored by His grace. That's what the church needs today.